2 Chronicles, Chapter 20. Later the Moabites and Ammonites, along with some of the Munites, attacked Jehoshaphat. Messengers arrived and reported to Jehoshaphat, "A huge army is attacking you from the other side of the Dead Sea, from the direction of Edom. Look, they are in Hazes and Tamar, that is, En-Gedi." Jehoshaphat was afraid, so he decided to seek the Lord's advice. He decreed that all Judah should observe a fast. The people of Judah assembled to ask for the Lord's help. They came from all the cities of Judah to ask for the Lord's help. Jehoshaphat stood before the assembly of Judah and Jerusalem at the Lord's temple, in front of the new courtyard. He prayed, "O Lord God of our ancestors, you are the God who lives in heaven and rules over all the kingdoms of the nations. You possess strength and power. No one can stand against you. Our God, you drove out the inhabitants of this land before your people Israel, and gave it as a permanent possession to the descendants of your friend Abraham. They settled down in it and built in it a temple to honor you, saying, 'If disaster comes on us in the form of military attack, judgment, plague, or famine, we will stand in front of this temple before you, for you are present in this temple. We will cry out to you for help in our distress, so that you will hear and deliver us.' Now the Ammonites, Moabites, and men from Mount Seir are coming. When Israel came from the land of Egypt, you did not allow them to invade these lands. They bypassed them and did not destroy them. Look how they are repaying us. They come to drive us out of our allotted land which you assigned to us. Our God, will you not judge them? For we are powerless against this huge army that attacks us. We don't know what we should do. We look to you for help." All the men of Judah were standing before the Lord, along with their infants, wives, and children. Then in the midst of the assembly, the Lord's Spirit came upon Jachaziel, son of Sichariah, son of Benaiah, son of Jael, son of Mattaniah, a Levite and descendant of Asaph. He said, "Pay attention, all you people of Judah, residents of Jerusalem, and King Jehoshaphat. This is what the Lord says to you: don't be afraid, and don't panic because of this huge army. For the battle is not yours, but God's. Tomorrow march down against them as they come up the ascent of Ziz. You will find them at the end of the ravine in front of the wilderness of Jeruel. You will not fight in this battle. Take your positions, stand, and watch the Lord deliver you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Don't be afraid and don't panic. Tomorrow march out toward them. The Lord is with you." Jehoshaphat bowed down with his face toward the ground, and all the people of Judah and the residents of Jerusalem fell down before the Lord and worshipped him. Then some Levites, from the Kohathites and Korahites, got up and loudly praised the Lord God of Israel. Early the next morning they marched out to the wilderness of Tekoa. When they were ready to march, Jehoshaphat stood up and said, "Listen to me, you people of Judah and residents of Jerusalem. Trust in the Lord your God, and you will be safe. Trust in the message of his prophets, and you will win." He met with the people and appointed musicians to play before the Lord and praise his majestic splendor. As they marched ahead of the warriors, they said, "Give thanks to the Lord, for his loyal love endures." When they began to shout and praise, the Lord suddenly attacked the Ammonites, Moabites, and men from Mount Seir who were invading Judah, and they were defeated. The Ammonites and Moabites attacked the men from Mount Seir and annihilated them. When they had finished off the men of Seir, they attacked and destroyed one another. When the men of Judah arrived at the observation post overlooking the wilderness and looked at the huge army, they saw dead bodies on the ground. There were no survivors. Jehoshaphat and his men went to gather the plunder. They found a huge amount of supplies, clothing, and valuable items. They carried away everything they could. There was so much plunder, it took them 3 days to haul it off. On the fourth day they assembled in the Valley of Baratcher, where they praised the Lord. So that place is called the Valley of Baratcher to this very day. Then all the men of Judah and Jerusalem returned joyfully to Jerusalem with Jehoshaphat leading them. The Lord had given them reason to rejoice over their enemies. They entered Jerusalem to the sound of stringed instruments and trumpets and proceeded to the temple of the Lord. All the kingdoms of the surrounding lands were afraid of God when they heard how the Lord had fought against Israel's enemies. Jehoshaphat's kingdom enjoyed peace, as God made him secure on every side. Jehoshaphat reigned over Judah. He was 35 years old when he became king, and he reigned for 25 years in Jerusalem. His mother was Azuba, the daughter of Shilhai. He followed in his father Asa's footsteps and was careful to do what the Lord approved. However, the high places were not eliminated, the people were still not devoted to the god of their ancestors. The rest of the events of Jehoshaphat's reign, from start to finish, are recorded in the annals of Jehu son of Hanani, which are included in the Scroll of the Kings of Israel. Later, King Jehoshaphat of Judah made an alliance with King Hazael of Israel, who did evil. They agreed to make large seagoing merchant ships. They built the ships in Ezion-Geber. Elisa son of Dotavar, who from Mershe prophesied against Jehoshaphat, because you made an alliance with Ahazir, the Lord will shatter what you've made. The ships were wrecked and unable to go to sea.